Mr. Rye, I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride, control, and fear of failure. Hello. I grew up in a Christian home. I knew a lot about God, but I really didn't know him. At the age of 8, at a VBS, I was asked if I believed in heaven and hell and which place I would rather go. Obviously, I said heaven. I said a prayer that really meant nothing to me. By this time, my heart had closed off and I did not want anything to do with God or the church. My relationship with God had become distant when I was verbally abused by a family member at church when I was 4 years old. As a result, I became angry and hate filled my heart. I wanted nothing to do with the church or God. I felt so alone, misunderstood, and unworthy of love. I became who people said I was. I took in an identity they had given me, the black sheep of the family. I started to believe the lies and I started to rebel. At times when I tried to change who I was, it became impossible and exhausting because I was trying to change without God's help. I look back to those days and I can say God's fingerprints were everywhere in my life. God never stopped pursuing me even when I would push him away. I remember opening my Bible out of obligation when I was 10 years old. I turned to Psalms 32, 8, 9. It says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bite and bridle, or they will not come to you. As harsh as that can sound, to me, I feel seen for the first time by a God I only knew at a distance. But I was not ready to let go of the hurt, anger, and hate. It did not seem fair to have to forgive those who had hurt me. I started to be angry with myself, and I started to hate myself. By the age of 12, I knew I had become verbally and physically abusive towards my sisters, my parents, and others. Again, instead of running to God, I became angry towards myself and hated the person I had become. The only solution I thought was to end my life. I became suicidal. I felt like I did not deserve my family's love, and I especially didn't deserve God's love. When I was 16, I realized all my relationships were broken. Every Sunday at church, I begged God to heal my wounds. But I was not ready to let go of the hate, the anger, and could not forgive those who had hurt me. But on June 29th, 2007, I attended a Christian concert, and it was there that I surrendered my life to Christ after hearing someone's story that resonated with mine. I did not understand how God could still love me, but I was tired of feeling empty from doing things my way. I told him I was done fighting him. I was ready to do things his way. I felt a new freedom, and I had a new love for God. Ignoring the hurts of the past eventually came back to haunt me. I felt guilt, shame, and unworthy of God's love. I felt that I needed to prove to everyone and myself that I had changed. My faith in God turned into religious works to earn his love. I started to take over-the-counter medicine to numb the pain and escape reality. Before recovery, I thought I did not have a problem and that I was in control. I was ignoring the biggest issues in my life. I was still looking for ways to win God's favor, love, and forgiveness. Throughout college, I continued to grow in my relationship with God and in my faith. But I was still struggling with trusting people. I pushed people away and I would rather be isolated than to be hurt again. Thank God for the few friends who God used to show me his love and friendship. After college, I came back home feeling a little homesick and wanting to see everyone. But after months of being unable to find a job, I fell into depression. The suicidal thoughts came back. I continued to use over-the-counter medicine to numb the pain. I finally confessed to a friend my struggle with suicidal thoughts and the medication I would take. I started to feel freedom. In November 2022, I came to Region because my younger sister, Bree, invited me. Many struggles became evident. I realized that I was far from perfect and needed Christ. In admitting step one, I felt like I was on my way to healing. I grew up in a household where we were not able to share our struggles because people expected perfection from us. As hard as step one was for me, step two, believe, and step three, trust, were the most difficult. I found myself questioning what I believed. Me, the preacher's kid who knew all the stories of the Bible, who had memorized many Bible verses, and had decided to give her life to Christ at the age of 16, was now in her 30s and wondering if this was real. I was able to see that most lies I had believed about God had made it difficult to believe in Him and to really trust Him. I was able to trust Him with my salvation, but not with everything else in my life. Step four, inventory, wasn't as scary as it sounds, but I did avoid it for a long time. When I finally sat down to take inventory, I started to see clear patterns and the cycles of sin and brokenness in my life. I found freedom through step five, confession. I was met with so much grace by my mentor and my community group. I felt seen, known, and loved. Through step eight, forgiveness, and step nine, amends, I finally understood what forgiveness looked like. I was finally able to forgive those who hurt me and seek forgiveness from those I had hurt. I still have a long journey ahead in making amends, but I'm hopeful to be reconciled to those I love. Since recovery, God has been able to restore relationships, and I no longer run from conflict. When tempted to take medicine to numb the pain, I am motivated by those around me to sit with my emotions and process them with people God has placed in my life. I don't fear the questions or doubts I might have about my faith. Instead of hiding them, I take them to God. I now get to serve and co-lead in region with a great friend, Jen. She was one of my leaders during my time as a participant in region. Going back to Psalms 32, 8 through 9, I now realize that God has always been there with me, even when I pushed him away, and he continues to guide me, pulling the strings so that I can hit the brakes and redirect my path. As I continue to grow, abide in the word, seek community with my amazing community group, and confess to them, I find healing and freedom. I'm able to fight the lies of the enemy. Replacing the lies with God's truth is a daily battle, but is one that I don't face alone. And now I can truly say, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Job 42:5. For God loved me first, chose me, ran after me, and welcomed me home. This journey has just begun for me and for you. I still struggle with anger, trying to take control of my life, and being too prideful to ask God for help. I don't have to do this alone, and neither do you. So wherever you find yourself, groundwork, inventory, or about to finish, keep going, one day at a time. If you're here for the first time, welcome. Many of us in this room know what the feeling is when you first step into this room. You took the first and maybe the hardest step. I encourage you to come back next week. To know that you matter so much to God that he gave his only son for you. My name is Sarai, I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride, control, and fear of failure. To God be all the glory.